Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, January the 18th, 2018. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as we always do, we always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all listeners if you will please go into prayer with me, because we have a special guest coming forth very shortly. But we're going to do as we always do. We open up with prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It is in that name that we come, Heavenly Father, first of all, to give you the praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise in the midst of it all. In the midst of life's storms and trials and tribulations, you are worthy to be praised. In the midst of losing loved ones, in the midst of sickness and distress, in the midst of what's going on around us and we don't understand it, you are worthy to be praised. So, Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise on today. We pray, Lord, that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on today, starting with myself and my entire family, and then also my guests, Pastor Goodwin and his entire family. So, Heavenly Father, that everything we do for you over this worldwide platform on tonight, this ministry, that it would not be in vain, that you would be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we come, and is our prayer and our hope and our desire, that should there be anyone listening by way of telephone or via the internet that are listening in on tonight, that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, it's our prayer that something will be said on tonight or done that will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name on tonight, they will come to know their God purpose. They will live in it. They will walk in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we're not worthy of it. We don't deserve it, but we thank you in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Heavenly Father, let them know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love. Heavenly Father, let them feel your comforting care as no one can do, as only you can in these hours of bereavement that people are going through. So, Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We ask that you just have your way in us on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight. We just thank you for this worldwide platform because we know it's not about you. It's not about us, Heavenly Father. The enemy is a liar. We know that it's not about us, but it's about you, Heavenly Father, because you are the one who opened this door. So we just thank you for the opportunity to be your servants, ambassadors, and vessels on tonight. So have your way in us that you will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And all of the people of God said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, be open to be broken means we must crush our flesh. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, be open to be broken means we must crush our flesh. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, I ask that you will please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I only have one announcement before I bring forth my special guest on tonight. I'm so excited to have this young man of God on this worldwide platform tonight. He's a gospel artist and he's a pastor, and he's going to share some of his music with us on tonight. So continue to stand by and to continue to listen in on tonight and be blessed by this young man of God. So in my form of announcements, I have an announcement from Pastor Gregory Kirby of Detroit, Michigan. On Saturday, January the 27th at 3 p.m., Pastor Gregory Kirby will be hosting a service titled Awaken. Pastor Kirby will be bringing or delivering a powerful word, which includes, and I'm quoting him, quote, I have been instructed to tell the people what it is, and what it is about to happen. In other words, he's saying what time it is and what it is that we're going through and what we're looking at and what we're seeing in today's time. God is speaking to the handwriting that's on the wall. So this young pastor, this man of God, and he is going to be releasing some powerful words to the people. To the point about things that God has revealed to him, that things that are about to happen and take place because of our disobedience. There is another plague that's coming, and he will be warning the people about it on, again, Saturday, January the 27th at 3 p.m. at Bethany Christian Church. That's on the east side of Detroit. The address is 5901 Cashew at the corner of Linville Street. You can't afford and don't want to miss this prophetic service and word. And this is, again, coming from Pastor Gregory Kirby. He will be at the Bethany Christian Church, once again, on Saturday, January the 27th at 3 p.m. If you are in that area and you would like to stop by and hear a word from the Lord, you are invited to do so. Well, at this time, I'm so excited to bring forth my guest on tonight in the persons of Pastor, I'm looking at his name right now, Pastor Russell Goodwin. He is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he is the pastor of the Movement Center Church of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His spiritual father is Apostle Frederick K.C. Price, a very well-known, worldwide well-known Apostle Frederick K.C. Price is his pastor and his spiritual father. So right now I'm going to bring forth Pastor Goodwin, and he's going to share with the worldwide listeners right now. He's going to share with us a testimony. Following his testimony, we're going to do a real quick, a short music break, and we're going to come back and we're going to give some questions to Pastor Goodwin on tonight, and then we're going to be blessed by some of his music on his latest CD that is available now. So we're going to elaborate on that further into the program on tonight. But first, I would like for Pastor Goodwin, if you would be so kind to please share a testimony with the worldwide listeners.
And thank you, Brother James Brown. I appreciate you, Minister. God bless you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. I do not take it for granted. I definitely count it as a privilege and a honor, and I'm definitely humbled by this engagement on tonight. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. For what I will say, getting to my testimony, it's a number of things I can tell that God has done. God has done so many great things for me. And one thing that I will say is my mother, before I was born, the doctors had told her that she was going to either have to abort me to live or have me and risk dying. And my mother, faced with this challenge, told the doctor that she would prefer to keep me and take her chances with God. And she told the doctor that God would bring her through this. And ultimately, he did. And the reason why I bring that up is because a lot of you that are listening on tonight, the devil has been fighting you ever since you were in your mother's womb, because he knew that Jeremiah 29:11 applied to your life. And he knew that God had plans for you, and he didn't want those plans to come into fruition. So I just want to just encourage you all on tonight to know that God has purpose and God has a plan for each of you on the line. And I'm so glad that my mom took a chance and did not listen to the doctor. She did not accept the report of the enemy, but she rather believed the report of the Lord. And that's why I'm here on today. And that's my testimony, Brother Brown.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And what an awesome, powerful testimony that is. You are a living example of what can be done when we stand on our faith and put our trust in God. And that's exactly what your mother did. Because like you said, the enemy's desire for her to give you up and abort you. But God had a purpose for you in the earth that only you can fulfill. And so through her faith in God, that's why you are here today. That's why you are able to stand on the word of God and declare the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's why he is using you mightily through the ministry of teaching and preaching the word, and also through your music ministry. So I thank God for you for sharing this powerful testimony. And that's why I ask all my guests, first-time guests, to come on this show and share a testimony, because God said that he would share his glory with no one. Why? Because he's a jealous God. And he gets no glory out of us and through us when we know that he has done such awesome things, such as this testimony through Pastor Goodwin and through his mother. And the enemy do not want these stories to be told, but God do these things to give us a testimony so that we can tell others about what the God that we serve is able to do when we hold on to our faith in God. So I thank God for you, Pastor Goodwin. So, again, that's why I have all guests their testimonies. God gets the glory through our testimonies. And someone else, just like you said, someone else needs to know that God did it for you, and you are here on this line over this worldwide platform about to share some things with the people of God on tonight. It was nobody but God. So that's why I ask you to share testimony so God can be glorified, someone else can be helped, and their faith can be increased and strengthened to know that if God did it for you, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he has no respect of persons. He can do it for you, too, if
Amen.
You believe. So I thank God for you for
Glory
sharing that powerful, awesome testimony on tonight. So right now, we thank God for that testimony. So, Pastor Goodwin, before you do your first song from your CD, I'm going to ask you if you play two of your different songs of your choosing for the worldwide listeners tonight. If you could please, before we go into these questions, what is the title of your – is this your first CD or is this your second or third CD?
Well, I produced a number of EPs, but this is the first full. I have Jasper CDs as well. Those were full. But this is my first CD where it's actually complete, and we got more than just an EP. I've released so many tracks, and I just tried to basically give from my heart. And it's a beautiful CD. It's called The Lord is Great. Just a collection of worship songs and praise and worship songs from my heart. And I also have, in addition to that, I have another single. It's called I Just Can't Live Without You. And it has a short film attached to it. And so I'm kind of doing two things at once. That particular song is going to be on another. It's going to be on another album, and it's called Christian Love Songs. So I'm going to let you hear that one as well, but I'll play you two songs off of The Lord is Great as well. Or however many.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're looking forward to hearing the different songs that you're going to be playing for us on tonight. So to the listeners, if you have a chance, if you could, real quick, if you can text your friends on Facebook or however you get the news out to your friends, let them know that Pastor Goodwin is on the line right now on the air, and he's going to be sharing some of his music that the Lord has anointed him and blessed him to write. And so we're going to give God glory through Pastor Goodwin on tonight. Every now and then, the Lord allows me to do something different over this platform. As the worldwide listeners that are faithfully tuned in, they know that I normally have a man or woman of God coming on and sharing the word for about 30 minutes after they share their testimony. But sometimes we have to make room for the Lord to let us be led by the Holy Spirit. And so that's what I'm doing on tonight.
Amen.
So a lot of you are familiar with me doing things a certain way, but sometimes we have to give way and let the Lord have his way. So that's what we're doing on tonight. So my first question to you, Pastor Goodwin, regarding your music, I am so sure after hearing that powerful testimony, and I'm going to go back to that testimony because I know without a doubt that the enemy was trying to stop you from being born because of what you are doing
yeah.
right now for God's glory. The enemy was trying to stop it because he knew what God was going to do through you. And so I thank God
that's
for you
right.
because of what you just said through your testimony. That's what leads me to this first question to you on tonight regarding your music. I'm sure you had some different oppositions and obstacles. What were some of your obstacles or oppositions that you faced while working on your CDs, on your music for God's glory?
One of the things I'll say is you learn how to deal. You know, I work with a number of different producers because I'm kind of, like I said, I'm multitasking. I'm recording multiple albums at one time, and you learn how to deal with different moods and attitudes of people. You know, you got to be able to carefully maneuver and still lift up God, you know, but you're dealing with a lot of different spirits and, you know, even within the body of Christ. And, you know, even with that and then from my hometown, you know, the Bible says that a prophet is without honor in his own hometown. You know, a lot of people, the town that I'm from, they have the crab mentality where they don't like to support one another, you know. And it's, I got this, everybody want to do their own thing and kind of hate on each other. And that's not what I'm about. I'm about lifting each other up. If I can help you anyway. If I can help you along with a song or cheer you along the way, I'll do it. You know, so it's just some of the opposition. And, you know, it's a lot of, you know, different things. You know, you have to get on radio. You have to talk to those people, and you have to deal with them. And some people, You know, they don't want anything. Some people don't want anything different. They want you to fit into a box, and that's it. But God didn't design me to sound like everybody else. So my music is definitely different. It's not going to be what you probably would normally hear on the radio. But, again, that's why God designed me different, you know, and I receive that. And that could be a struggle right there because you want to kind of fit in. You want to sound like everybody else because that's how you get played. But, you know, when you're different, my mom always instilled in me ever since I was younger that my gift will make room for me. And I would play the drums, and a lot of times I didn't get a chance to play because it wasn't an opportunity for me to play. But my mom would always tell me when I got home, hey, God, your gift will make room for you. God is going to make sure that your gift make room. And I just think I'm kind of in a phase right now, kind of like where Kirk Franklin, when he first came onto the scene, his music was different. It wasn't what was out there. It wasn't the traditional. But I believe God is going to open up doors for me to break down barriers and, you know, for the glory of God so people can hear what he's put into my heart. Because I'm not about, you know, some of the games and different things of that nature. I do my best to keep my word and do what God wants me to do.
Amen. And that's what it's all about, that God be glorified. And that's what makes you, you very unique. You are peculiar people. That's what the word says. You're not always going to be understood, even by family members. So I just want you to know that you're not alone. I'm going through the same thing. And that's what I love about God's word. And he says that we are to encourage one another in his word and with his words, not with our feelings or our personal opinions, but with the word of God. And that's a part of the problem with the saints of God today. We're so quick and so easy to get jealous or envious of one another. Instead of lifting each other up, we pull each other down. And that's a trick of the enemy. And so we're just going to keep moving in God's way that God has led us to so that we can be led by God. So I thank God for you on tonight that you are being a doer of God's word.
I'm a matter of fact, I want to tell you one more thing, man, that was major now that I think about it. There was a producer that I really wanted to work with really bad. And I'm saying this because I know this could help somebody. I wanted to work with him so bad. And but like I told you how it is around my town, there was another preacher that does not like me. So he told this producer whatever he told him. And then the guy turned on me, didn't want to record with me or anything like that. And I'm like, God, what is going on? You know, I really wanted to work with this guy. This guy had been Grammy nominated and all of this stuff. And everything just got shut down as far as working with this guy. He befriended me on Facebook, did all this, you know, evil stuff because of what this pastor
right,
had told
him. Can I interject something? I would like to interject something there for you. Can I interject something there
yes.
for you? This
go
is
ahead,
for you and
ahead.
For someone else that's listening. That's the reason it didn't work out. That's what you wanted. That's not what God wanted
yep.
for you.
Yep.
And so sometimes the Lord would allow us to see certain things, and sometimes we would get right at the door, and the Lord would let things fall apart because he already knows what's down the road, and he knows that those people do not mean you any good. So they are just going to try to pull you down, or they're going to try to give you a bad reputation, a bad name, and so they'd rather not work with you or scandalize your name. So God was the one that was holding them back from you, so he was really saving you from that, and so you couldn't see it, but the Lord saw it.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, man, God, he has such a divine setup. And here I'm, you know, I was kind of salty, you know, I'm like, man, I really want to work with this guy. And, you know, I thought this guy was really going to help get me to the next level as far as that. And ever since I was younger, one of my favorite producers was Rodney Jerkins. And some kind of way, I said, okay, I'm going to have to find somebody else to work with. And I ended up bumping into Rodney Jerkins' protege. And this young lady has sung with Janet Jackson, has written most of her hits. And she's written a lot of hits for a lot of different people, gospel and, I mean, across the board. She sold millions of records. And God set it up to where me and her would connect. And me and her ended up recording the song together. And she loved the song so much, she said, look, I'm going to sing backup with you. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you know, this is somebody. I always wanted to work with Rodney Jerkins, but I ended up meeting his protege. And She's, I think, one of the songs that Janet Jackson, one of her major hits, sold 21 million. This young lady wrote that song. And
wow.
God opened up the door for me to work with her.
Amen. And see, that's what I love about God. And that's why when you're really serving God, you don't have to go chasing after people. He said he will
no.
put you before great men. You don't have
Glory
to go chasing after nobody. He'll send them to you, or he'll put you in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
And that's what I love about God. I love how he does things. And like I say, we don't always understand, and we think but the thing is, we can't skip God's process and God's timing. So sometimes we want things when we want it, but it's not God's timing. So would you wait it for the Lord, and he put the right person right in place for you, and not look what he's done, and you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is still yet to come. As long as you continue to stay faithful to God and keep him first, the best is still yet to come. My next question to you is, what made you to be so determined, even through your oppositions and different people turning their backs on you? What made you so determined to complete the CD?
Well, I will say this. I had two really people that I grew up with, three. They lost their lives, and I said, you know what? God didn't give me all this music to just sit here and do nothing with it. He gave it to me for a reason, so I need to share it with the world. And I thought about them, how they die early. I'm not saying that I would die early or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I recognize through their deaths that they took a lot of dreams with them. They died early. They took dreams with them. They took books, took music with them to the grave. They took stories with them, maybe even movies. So many different ideas that died with them that they could have presented to the world. And I made up in my mind that before I leave this earth, I do not want to leave this earth without emptying out. I want to give everything that I've got, and I want to share everything that God, all the gifts that God has given me. I don't want to bury it like the wicked servant. I want to make sure that I share
Amen.
It with the world.
Amen. And you hit the nail on the head. My younger sister and I, we were just talking about that very thing the other day. And I mentioned it on this show not too long ago, how so many people, not just young people, but older people too, are dying with their God purpose, dying with their God purpose unfulfilled. A lot of people are dead in the graves with their God purpose unfulfilled. So I thank God for you on tonight. You are a perfect example of what God can do. Even in the loss of your three friends, you were determined that you was going to do something to give God some glory through your life. And that's why he's blessing you, and that's why he's opening so many different doors for you. And like I said, as long as you continue to stay faithful, you haven't seen nothing yet. He's going to open some more doors, unexpected doors for you. At this time, could you please let the listeners know which song would you be playing for us first? What is the title of your first song that you're going to be playing for us at this time?
The first one I'm going to play is The Lord is Great. And on this song, with this album, I was able to record with a lot of friends and family. My sister is on this song, Jaquita Tate, and my good friend Ashton Sneed. They sung this song. I just did the music, and I was also able to do the string sections with a very popular musician by the name of Justin St. Clair. His trademark is everybody deserves music. And he's got a trending video right now with the young man with the Minnesota Vikings, with the testimony that he gave about how God took him through the end zone. But I think he's at like 5 million views right now. But we recorded the string sections together, and I believe God hooked it all up and put it together. So that's going to be the first song that I'm going to play, The Lord is Great.
Amen. To the listeners, be blessed by this word of song, through ministry, through song by Pastor Russell Goodwin. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is great. And guess what? He is greatly
to
be praised.
Greatly to be praised.
At all times, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, no matter what it looks like, even no matter what we hear or think, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Well, Pastor Goodwin, before we have you play your final selection from your CD, I would ask to do, like I said, I'm doing something a little different tonight. I'm going to ask you if you would please take about 5 or 10 minutes and please share with the worldwide listeners a few words of inspiration. I feel that someone is listening on tonight. They're connecting with your spirit through your music, and God is going to use you tonight to encourage someone's heart through your words of inspiration on tonight. So at this time, if you could take about 10 minutes and share with the listeners some words of encouragement and inspiration at this time.
Amen. I want to go to keep this thought in mind, the scripture in mind, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For we know that all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. A lot of times in life there are things that happen that that hurt us. They don't feel good. They don't seem like it's even in the plan of God. And a lot of things don't feel good, but we have to realize and understand that it's working out for our good because we are the call according to his purpose and we do love the Lord. So there are some things that are going to happen that don't feel good, but it's working out for your good. Every trial, everything that's happening, everything is going to work out for your good. You may not understand it right now, but you'll understand it later. I was listening to a Kirk Franklin, and he was talking about how when you're baking a cake, how if you have all these different ingredients, you have the eggs, you have the margarine, you have the salt and the sugar and all those different things. And he talked about how in and of itself, if you ate some butter, the butter by itself doesn't taste good. But when you mix the butter with the sugar and the eggs and you mix the vanilla extract and all of those different things, when you put it all together, it makes a beautiful cake. But in and of itself, all of those things by themselves, if you just ate them alone, the vanilla extract would be bitter. And he said, when you put all those things together, it makes a cake, a wonderful tasting cake. And you have to realize that all of us, we have to go through the process. Sometimes it's just you need a little bit of folks hating on you, a little bit of disappointment, a little bit of a lot of things happening good. And then when you mix that all together, you'll find out that God was just putting together a cake for you so you can experience the goodness in this life, the goodness of Jesus. So sometimes some of the things that happen to you, you may not understand it, but just know that and when God puts the whole recipe together, it's going to be good and very good.
Wow.
So I just want to say,
glory
to God. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I'm go right ahead. The Lord got something else for you to say. I want to hear it too.
Amen. Yeah. I know somebody listening, like you said, some folks out there listening, and you just been going through some things, and you're like, Lord, it seems like I take five steps forward, I take seven steps back. But just know that the recipe is coming together. Just trust God even when you can't even trace him. You got to know that this recipe is coming together, and when God gets through with you, you're going to come out as pure gold.
Now,
amen.
That is powerful. Trust God even when we can't trace him or see him, and I'm a witness to that fact, and that is the truth, and that's what faith is all about. That's what faith kicks in. We trust in God to do what he said he's going to do. We trust in God to answer our prayer. When we confess our sins, because he said we all fall short of his glory and we all sin, so that's why it's so important that we confess our sins to God so that when we do pray, he will give us the desires of our hearts. So, again, we must trust God. So that's what it takes to trust God. It would boil down to your faith and your hope, which lies in God. So we must remember to always look to the hills from which comes our help, for all of our help comes from God. So
amen.
I thank God for this young man of God, Pastor Russell Goodwin. Again, he is from the he is the pastor of the Movement Center Church out of Milwaukee,
Amen.
Wisconsin. And his spiritual father is that's Apostle Frederick Casey Price. And so I am so excited to have you on this show for the very first time, sharing some of
Glad
your music with us. And we know that God is going to be glorified, and we know that you're going to be a blessing to the body of Christ, not only through tonight's, through this worldwide platform. I just thank God for your life, even though we don't really know each other. We are brothers in Christ, so that's what makes us connected. Through the blood of Jesus, we are connected. And so I thank God for how he put us together, and that's how the Lord works. And so that's why I'm encouraging you, and not only you, but to the listeners. If you are doing something that's making God glorified and you are truly being access to the kingdom of God, you're not being a liability. You're not doing things with hidden motives or agendas or to be seen by men, but you are doing it to glorify God from your heart. Just know that God sees everything you're doing. And I thank God that he's in total control. And in his timing, he's going to send you just what you need if you just hold out. And don't give up. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands because he is faithful. He is a faithful God. He still watches over his word even to this day to perform it in the lives of his saints. And so Pastor Goodman is a perfect example of that on tonight as you heard his testimony. And I'm going to share this testimony. I know it's your testimony, Pastor Goodman, but I'm going to share this testimony with others too. And I love what your mother did.
That's
amazing to me. Excuse me?
I said, that's what it's all about.
Oh, yes. And for someone that may have just tuned in, I'm just going to re-stress what you said regarding your opening testimony. For someone that may have just tuned in and did not hear his testimony, Pastor Goodman shared with the listeners and myself on tonight that the doctors told his mother to abort him or die because of her, I guess, physical condition at that time. But she said his mother told the doctors she would rather take her chances with God. And look what God is doing now. Because she took her chances with God, look at what God is doing through her son, Pastor Goodman, on tonight. He's a man of God, a pastor, teaching and preaching and the word of God, and he's a man of God that's sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through music. So right at this time, Pastor Goodman, I'm going to ask you if you would please share with the worldwide listeners the title of your second song that you're going to be playing for us now. What is the title of this song that you're going to be playing for us next?
Actually, I'm going to switch it up because you was talking about God. So I'm going to talk. I want to play this other song. It's called God is Watching. And I recorded this song
Amen.
With my other sister. Her name is Cherie Hicks. And it's a beautiful song. I just got to make sure I hear it.
Amen.
Right
God is watching.
Yeah. Amen. Okay, yeah, so it's called God is Watching, and it's featuring my other sister, Cherie Hicks. And it's a real beautiful song, and I'm going to play that one next. You ready for me to play it now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, the best.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is watching. Believe it or not, God is watching. And some people, they live their lives in such a way, they apparently they forget that God is watching. And because God is watching, we are all going to stand before God one day and give an account for our lives, for everything done in our bodies. He said the good and the bad. So sometimes we think God don't see things. There's nothing hidden from God. He's in every place at all times. So know that God is watching. So we thank God for you, Pastor Goodwin, on tonight for sharing those wonderful songs to me and to the listeners on tonight. The first song was "The Lord is Great," and that He is. I'm a witness that He is great and greatly to be praised.
Yes, yes,
and then you turn around and play for us just now. God is watching, and people need to realize and know that God is watching. And again, we're going to stand before God one day and give an account for everything done in our bodies. So remember that God is watching you, people of God. When you think that you're doing something, you think you're slick and you're throwing your rocks and you're hiding your hand, know that God sees everything. And so we thank God for you, Pastor Goodwin, on tonight for sharing those words of inspiration to the listeners as well as myself and through the music. And I just, I can't get over this powerful testimony that you shared with the listeners. I'm not surprised. That's how God works. And that shows how much faith your mother had in God. So, and if the Bible tells us it's better to put our faith and trust in God and to obey God rather than man. And so that's exactly what your mother did. And I'm so happy that she did. And the world would be remiss and would have missed out on such a blessing through your music and through your preaching of the gospel had she done what the doctor said do by aborting you at that time. So we just thank God it was nobody but God, because He had a purpose for your life and you are fulfilling it. You are a great asset to the kingdom of God. God is truly glorified through you. And so at this time, I am going to give you an opportunity, Pastor Goodwin, to give your shout-outs to your pastor, your spiritual father, the members of your church, your family, or whoever you want to give shout-outs to. And also, you can share with the worldwide listeners how they can obtain copies of your CDs and how someone can reach you in case they want you to come minister to them and by the word or through your music.
Amen. I want to give a shout-out to my church family, the movements in the church. I want to give a shout-out to them, all their support and help. I want to give a shout-out to my mother and my father for always supporting my music. And even my kids, actually, believe it or not, earlier today I was at my son. He plays the trumpet, and he also dabbles with the guitar. So he did a concert earlier today, so I was actually at his concert. He did a wonderful job. And he's only 10 years old, but he's playing the trumpet like like it's nobody's business. He's focusing hard to get that done. My daughter plays the violin, but last but not least, I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife. She's actually with me right now, and I'll let her say hello to all you listeners out there.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. We thank God for the work you're doing. My brother, we appreciate you being a soldier in the army of the Lord, and we thank God for your spirit, your love, and your compassion for the people of God. And so it's an honor to be a part of such a great show on tonight, and I was just listening, just being encouraged, and I thank God for you on today.
And so I want
to... Amen. Praise the Lord.
And if you guys are wondering where you could purchase my CD, the CD is entitled, again, "The Lord is Great." And my birthday was on January the 3rd, so I have a birthday sale going on where you can get the entire album, all 13 songs, for $5 from russellgoodwin.net. Once again, that's russellgoodwin.net, RussellGoodwin.net. And you can also buy the single from my next coming album, Christian Love Songs. You can get that for 82 cents for 1982. You can get that for 82 cents. from RussellGoodwin.net as well. And if you are interested in booking me, you could just go right to RussellGoodwin.net and fill out the information and send it to me. And I also, I did want to give a shout-out to my spiritual father, Dr. Apostle Frederick Casey Price, and his wife, Dr. Betty Price as well. Wonderful people. I love both of them dearly. And, again, they're a big part of the reason why I am where I'm at today. So thank God for them. And I will say this, too, be on the lookout because I'm working on some books right now in addition to CDs. So I'm very busy right now. So I'm working on books, and I'm also working on some more movies. That's how me and Brother James or Minister James came in contact. The name of the movie is I Just Can't Live Without You, which is the name of the single from my new coming project. It's called I Just Can't Live Without You, and you can watch that for free on YouTube. I think right now, currently, we're at almost about 12,000 views on YouTube. So I'm really, really pushing that. And a lot of people say, well, hey, you need to just go ahead and, you know, work on a movie or turn it into a play. So I'm working on that right now as well. And I actually was in contact with some other movie producers, and I'm probably going to be helping film some of their movies as well. So God has opened up doors for me and movies as well. So pretty soon you'll probably see me on the big screen, or you'll probably see my name in the credits for being behind the scenes. So either way, God is being glorified, and that's what it's all about.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love your music, and I'm old school. I love the gospel hymns. I'm a musician as well. I play organ and piano, and I love the old spiritual hymns of the gospel. Sometimes it is good to mix it up these days, because Jesus said in his word, greater works that we shall do, because he knew that he was going back to the Father, and he could only be in one place at one time while he was in the flesh. But he said, greater works that we will do, the followers of Jesus Christ. And that's why I thank God for the internet and worldwide ministries. That's how we get the word out about Jesus Christ and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. He told us to go into the hedges and the highways to compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name, because we know and we see that the handwriting is on the wall, and Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And the Lord is warning us through all the different signs, through the hurricanes and the California mudslides and all the different things that's going on in the world, and we see it happening. He told us, don't be alarmed. He warned us in the word. The disciples even told us that these things was going to happen. So I thank God for the door that Jesus left for us through the Holy Spirit. He told us he was going back to the Father. That's where he is right now, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God. So we are the servants, ambassadors, and mouthpiece for God in the earth. So thank God for the internet. Thank God for worldwide ministries that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ and compel men and women, boys and girls to be saved in Jesus' name, because that's what it's all about. Pastor Goodwin, to you, continue to keep up the great work. Stay on the wall. Continue to stand on God's word. And that's what God is looking for. He is looking for doers of his word, because a lot of people say one thing, but they're doing something totally different that's not pleasing to God. And they are being total liability to God, and they are also scattering the flock of God today. So God is not pleased with some of the things that are going on in his house, and I'm not pleased with it either. So we, as Christians, we are to love the things that God loves, and we are to hate the things that God hates. And so I thank God for you, Pastor Goodwin, on tonight, you and your lovely wife. I have never met you all, but through the Holy Spirit, that's how we connected. And I love how the Lord works. And I just want to put this out there to you. My youngest sister, she has just written a gospel stage play titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, and it was just done a couple of months ago. And now she has written some movies, and she is also another anointed woman of God. And he has so many doors open for her as well. And I'm going to try to connect you with my youngest sister, because she has some gospel plays and stuff that she's writing and she's sending out to people as well. And so you never know how the Lord's going to work. So I'm going to connect you with my youngest sister as well and let the Lord elaborate some things between your spirits and how he can connect some things. And you never know what he's going to do. So I just thank God for connecting me with you, and look at what God has done, and the best is yet to come. And so I am going to yield right now and stop talking because I'm getting excited because I see some things coming through the atmosphere. God is fulfilling his word. I thank God that he's not a man that he should lie, and neither is his son a man that he should repent. So what God said he's going to do, he's going to do it. And so just like you said in your words of encouragement, Pastor Goodwin, we are to encourage one another in the word of God. And that's a part of the problem in the body of Christ today. We are so envious and jealous of one another instead of lifting each other up and encouraging one another. And that's a trick of the enemy to divide, kill, and destroy. He's on his job.
Amen.
But what about the church today? What are you doing? Are you fulfilling your God purpose? Or are you being nosy? Are you being a busybody trying to look over into the other lane and see what your brothers in Christ are doing instead of fulfilling your own God purpose? Or, better yet, do you even know what your own God purpose is? I'm stepping on some toes right now. But I'm one of those that have holy boldness. I'm not scared. I know God got my back. He said, vengeance is mine. And he said, I will repay. But he need more people to stand up with holy boldness. And I'm one of those type of individuals. I'm not scared. I know God got my back. And so I just thank God for using me because I should have been dead 27 years ago. They gave up on me. They told my family to call and start making my funeral arrangements. But I told the Lord in my hospital room at the VA hospital, I'm not done yet. You're not through with me yet. I cannot work for you if I'm dead. And since then, I'm not bragging. I'm just giving God his glory. And this is my story, and I can only tell my story. God bless me to write 5 books now that's on Amazon. And through these books, that's how this show came about. And God is doing even greater things that's on the horizon that's about to manifest, not only in my life, but in the lives of the body of Christ all over the world, those that are being sincere doers of his word without hidden motives or agendas. That's what God is looking at. And I'm so glad he's not like man. He searches the heart. That's what God looks at. So, Pastor Goodwin, to you, your wife, your ministry, please pass on to your spiritual father, Pastor Frederick Casey Price, and his wife, Sister Betty Price. I used to watch them years and years ago on television, and he is such a powerful, anointed man of God, and she is anointed, virtuous woman of God. I just love their spirit. So I thank God for the connection that you have with Apostle Frederick Casey Price and his wife, Betty Price. So you all continue to stand on the wall, continue to preach the word of God, continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ through the music that God places on your heart to play, because we are so used to the gospel hymns, but we have to connect with all forms of people all over the world. And God is not only using gospel hymns, he still uses those today, but we are in a point in time we have to reach the people wherever they are, and that's what your music does, Pastor Goodwin. So you continue to do what God has called you to do, no matter who like it and who don't. God is being glorified, and the devil is being even more horrified. That's all I can say.
Right.
So to you, continue to be the man that God has called you to be, and God is truly being glorified through you and your ministry. So right now, I just want to say unto the listeners tonight, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to know that God loves you. I love you, too. And on this coming Saturday, I have a young man. He's an author from New Jersey. No, I'm sorry. He's not from New Jersey. He's from Alabama. He's going to be coming on author. A Christian author will be on the show this coming Saturday. So you want to tune in and be blessed about what God is doing in his life as well. So I thank God for this worldwide platform. Because I know that it's not about me. It's about God being glorified. And that's what I love about it. I can open up this platform and share it with other people, such as Pastor Goodwin, so that the world can know that God is not only just using me. He has other people that he's using too. And so whenever I have a chance to share what people are doing through their books and through their music, that's what we're supposed to be doing, encouraging one another in God's word. So that's what it's all about, that God will be glorified. So tonight we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking you, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, once again, in the name of Jesus, we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who you are, and we thank you that you're not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the best is still yet to come. As long as we continue to hold on to your unchanging hand and to keep you first, Heavenly Father, we thank you for Pastor Goodwin and his wife's ministry. Continue to bless him and the works of his hands, that it would not be in vain, that you would be glorified through it all. And everything that he touches will be blessed, and that he can be an even bigger blessing to the body of Christ through your word and through the music that you've anointed him to preach and sing about for your glory is our prayer. in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, and tonight, remember that God loves you. Know that I love you too. And until the next time, we want to continue to give God what? Total praise. Why? He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.